Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning, everyone. Wow, look at this great group of folks we've got here. This is one for the record books, and speaking of books, we'd love to have the people on the aisle take hold of that little folder that's there with the stained glass on the front, put your name down, and pass it along. If you are interested in being contacted, add an email or an address, and we'll reach out to you to see if there's anything besides watching a bunch of great kids that we can do for you. Okay, now, a couple of other announcements. I assume you're all aware of our schedule. Christmas Eve at 7:30. Feel free to come a little bit early. The place fills up usually for that service. And an 11 o'clock service for which all denominations are invited because there's no other 11 o'clock service around town. Feel free to come and celebrate. Christmas Day, there will be a service, 10:30 in the morning. It will be simple, a little something for children in case they've opened all the presents and you need to keep them busy for an hour. Bring them on in and it's probably not quite as good as opening presents, but we'll do the best we can. All right. We have an absolutely wonderful day in store for us this morning. So let us join together and sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, the first two verses.
Thank you. So pleased to welcome Denise Macaluso, Monica Jett with her daughter Sophia, and Olivia Bush, who will be lighting our Advent candles for us this morning. We're so excited that Sophia is going to be in her first production here this year, being featured as a star. The procedure will be the same as it has the past few weeks. The choir will begin by singing, then everyone will join us. There will be a responsive reading and the candle lighting, and then we will end with singing again.
Is a time to awaken our spiritual senses. We stand
in awe of your deeds,
O Lord. Repeat them in our day. Grant us vision to behold your glory.
We stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Repeat them in our day.
Quiet us so we may hear your still, soft voice.
We stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord.
Make us vessels of your mercy, compassion, and grace. For all of us eagerly watching for your glory in our midst.
Grant that we might have the peace of Christ as we wait, the love of Christ as we act, and the grace of Christ as we
This morning we light three candles. The first candle reminds us of those who find themselves in a season of waiting, resting in hopeful anticipation for God to act. The second candle is for anyone feeling weakened and wearied by the circumstances of life. We echo the cry of Scripture to renew their strength and increase their power. The third candle awakens our spiritual senses, challenging us to embrace the glory of God as we await our Savior's promised coming. Of eternity, you called faithful people throughout the ages to behold your glory. We acknowledge you call us to the same awareness today. We confess at times our spiritual senses are stifled. Rekindle a new awareness of your everlasting glory. We stand in awe of your deeds and ask you to repeat them in our day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So by sheer luck of the draw, I end up being the scripture reading for the morning. From Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. That night in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's hometown, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is because you will find him dressed in baby clothes and lying on a bed of hay. Suddenly, many other angels came down from the heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Praise God in heaven, peace on earth to everyone who pleases God."
Shepherds and kings were all part of an amazing event. They each had a special part in the story of the birth of Jesus.
Christmas night, shining for the world to see. Christ was born. Bardstown, your Savior was born. He is Christ the Lord. The angels appeared and praises to God.
Shepherds were in the fields taking care of their flocks. After hearing the news, they went to Bethlehem to find Mary, Joseph, and the baby lying in the manger.
Sing, Lord, the place. beautiful little boy. She sang a lullaby as she gently rocked him to sleep.
Three kings followed a bright star in the east to the place where Jesus was born. They knelt down and worshipped him. They gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Shepherds, kings were part of the story of Jesus' birth.
Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
This has been Stars, Angels, Shepherds, Kings, our children's Christmas presentation from December 11th, 2016. A Christmas musical told through the eyes of stars, angels, shepherds, and kings. Lots of enthusiastic music.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.